friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun podcast. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so happy to be here. Man, this is absolutely becoming one of my very favorite parts of my job. I love writing the books. I love speaking. I love making new friends. But man, this podcast is so fun. I love hearing from you guys about who you enjoyed hearing on the show, who you wish we'd have on the show. Thanks for keeping in touch on my social medias. It's super easy to find. It's Annie F. as in fancy, Annie F. Downs. And it has just been super fun. I love it. Thank you guys for showing up. And if it's your first time, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We've got a handful of episodes of the podcast already for you. So whenever you're done listening to this one, just go back and check out. I know if you're signing up to listen to Matt Wirtz, you probably would love to hear his buddy and mine, Dave Barnes. So we have a couple episodes with him. We've just got some great old ones that have been from the last year that I think you'll really enjoy. I moved to Nashville about 8 years ago, and when I moved here, I was already a fan of some of the musicians that were here, and that is true of our guest today, Matt Wirtz. I had already loved his music. Actually, I already seen him in concert before I moved here. I never planned to be friends with him. We ended up being the same group of friends, and I'll tell you, if I thought his music was good, it pales in comparison to what a good man he is and what a good friend he is. I think the world of him. I love him to pieces. And Matt had a new album come out last week on May 20th called Gunshy. And it is really, really good. So I called him and I said, hey, Matt, come be on the podcast. Let's talk about Gunshy. Let's talk about kind of all sorts of stuff. And we ended up talking about all sorts of stuff. I think you're going to be really surprised what happens when two people with our personalities get in the same space, because we went a lot of places, and we're very loud, so prepare your ears for that. We are very, very loud. Thank the Lord that we have a professional handling my volume now instead of me like the first few episodes, but that is your warning. When Matt and I are in an enclosed space together, the more excited we get, the louder we get, and that happened on this podcast. So I hope you enjoy listening to a little conversation between me and my buddy, great musician, Matt Wirtz. Okay, Matt. The first thing I want to talk about is...
What's your podcast called?
Oh, I haven't even told you that. Welcome to That Sounds Fun.
That sounds fun.
Right?
Yeah.
So, which I don't always remember, but I will start this with you. What I'd love to ask my guests is what sounds fun to you right now?
What sounds fun to me right now is just getting like hopped up on coffee.
Yeah? Did you bring this mug with you from your house?
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful mug.
It's
like a copper color.
A beautiful mug. It is from Heath Ceramics in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
They've been making pottery, beautiful pottery, since the 1930s.
After the gold rush, but.
Yeah, after the gold rush, somebody made a lot of money and started making pottery.
Yeah, they were like, I got all this time. Give me the dirt. I'm going to make some dirt into some cups.
Like, it's just not doing it for me. I need to get creative. So they literally just do just beautiful pottery, and I have bought a decent amount of it since then.
So one of the things I love about you, Matt, is you are really, you know things like Heath pottery.
Yeah.
How is that? So you kind of know in lots of different cities, you kind of know not like what the internet would tell you to do, but you kind of know the like shops that local artisans are doing. How do you know that?
I'm curious in life.
So when you go somewhere, what happens?
When I go somewhere, and the funny thing is, I've been recording podcasts called The Curiosity Habit.
Yeah.
That's based on this like thing that I have, which is this like inborn curiosity to like, what about these things? Like, how did that happen? Like, in terms of, I'm picking up, you don't see this at home, but I'm picking up the coffee mug. What about these things? Who made that happen? Points to coffee mug. But like I get to a city, and usually before I get to the city, I'm like texting or emailing people that I know who are like me but have been there before and have like, and basically what happens is I get like a short list of like must checkouts, and then I go there, and then I just strike up conversations with the people who like are working there or own the place and find out what they like. Because then, like, let's say in Nashville, 8 years ago when Imogene and Willie opened or whatever, you go there, or even today, you go to Imogene and Willie and you're like, Imogene and Willie is a local denim maker in Nashville. Like, you go into that shop and it's beautiful and you're like, man, I'm like, so, I love this. Like, talk to the people there. Like, where do you guys go get coffee? And where do you shop besides this? And all of a sudden you're getting like a list from someone who's local, who has tastes that would match yours.
If you like the shop you're
in. If you like the shop you're in, then you will probably like the places that they suggest.
So for me, I should really ask more Old Navy associates.
Absolutely.
Where they are hanging out.
Oh my gosh. When you go to Old Navy, and they'll be like, there's this place called Chipotle. And there's this great chicken place called Chick-fil-A. You're going to love it.
It's very local.
It's very local.
I mean, like,
locally
you can get
there. Sourced chicken. Yeah. Which I love. Honestly, when I'm on the road, it's Chick-fil-A and Chipotle as much as possible.
Really?
Well, because
you know what you're getting,
and it's like a little taste. Well, especially with Chick-fil-A, it's a little taste of home. Mm-hmm. And now there's like Chick-fil-A's all over the place. And so like you can be in Southern California and be like, Chick-fil-A, it feels like I'm at home. And Chipotle, you can kind of like, you know, you're getting like a little, it just feels like it's not as heavy as some other places you could be eating.
Right. You know? I agree. We need to have a really serious conversation real quick about chickens and turkeys because
they're the same, aren't they?
One is the same as the other, right? Well, here's what. People are real concerned about free-range chickens and chickens being fed well, and no one talks about the life of a turkey. Why? Are they just naturally free range? Do we just not have...
Turkeys are just free... I don't
and
know.
Do they not
I've never
lay
seen
eggs?
It. I've never seen a turkey in captivity.
Have you seen chickens in captivity?
I guess on like TV shows.
Yeah, on Food
But that's
Inc.
probably because people are... Yeah, that's right. Maybe we just eat more chicken. Hashtag.
You're welcome, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's so crazy now because like the whole distinction between like what's free what's free range. Like,
right.
And like what's organic, and people are like, yeah, I mean, we let them walk for like 30 seconds a day, free range. And it's like we can charge so much more for it now. And it's like, I don't know.
But no one cares about turkeys.
I care about turkeys.
I may need to really start. This may be my advocacy wing.
How often do you eat turkey?
I guess I eat it a lot. I mean,
Do you get turkey
a lot.
Like, you get deli turkey meat?
Yeah. Yeah, I get. And I
don't know the difference between turkey breast and chicken breast.
In the taste, right?
No.
It's not very. No. And in the Kroger, at our local grocery store, they're both shaped like a ball. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. It's all ball.
It's just a ball.
The ham's
meat.
A ball. I'm like, I just imagine, like, these animals are, like, just a ball.
What if that's where you took kids to teach them about animals? That's a ham.
That's a pig.
That's a pig. That's a turkey. Yeah. And they're all just different colored circles.
Oh, man. Boar's head, though.
Yeah. Oh, come on with
Have you noticed that we're paying so much more per pound for deli meat than we used to?
No.
It's like $10 a pound.
Yeah. Why is that? Free range? It's because the turkeys
know.
Are being treated terribly.
I just think, I don't know. I think they're just kind of like, it's like cell phone. It's like data plans.
They just can't.
They're like, we're hooked on it. And we're I need my turkey breast.
Right. So I need that turkey breast with the glaze on the outside.
I do. I need the hickory. I need the Black Forest. I want my turkey to come from the Black Forest.
Right.
Which is somewhere in Germany or something.
It feels like it should be, isn't it?
Deutschland.
Are we eating German turkeys all the time? That's, well.
Maybe
I'm
that's
just
why there's not
notes
as much concern. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're German.
They don't speak English.
They don't speak English, so they can't tell us.
They're like, wie heißen Sie?
And we're like, what does that mean? And they're like, we're treated terribly, but we don't know.
Yeah, we can't speak that English.
Yeah, I've just been real concerned lately about how much vocal time chickens are getting and how very little time turkeys are getting.
That's your platform.
I think it is my new platform.
Yeah.
I love Mocha Club. I love Fashionable. But now I need to advocate for the
turkeys.
Yeah.
what would it be called?
Let's think. I want them to have free range. Free the turkeys?
Free the turkeys.
I mean, Steve Mokor did Free the Birds, right?
Yeah.
So I could just kind of steal
off his logo.
Totally. Take his logo.
Turkeys.
And instead of a cage, it's like a Black Forest. It's a Black Forest.
Get them out of there.
Yeah.
Or maybe put them in there.
We need more Black
more
Forest
Black
turkeys.
More Black Forest turkeys.
Everyone listening is like, A, hungry, and B,
annoyed.
These two people.
Yeah, yeah. We got it.
This is what being friends with us is like. I feel like the world does need to know that we are real life friends.
We're real life friends.
Yeah. So that's kind of how that sounds.
We're RLFs.
Yeah. That's how the podcast kind of rolls is I don't often, if ever, have people on here that aren't my friends because that's not really
well,
my style.
Well, it's kind of a small area to be confined with someone that you're not friends with.
Yeah,
you
that's
never know
true.
What
you guys don't know is we're in a box. We're in a box with a door.
Yeah.
and lights. It's a it's some call it a recording studio.
And if you were to get into like all out like brawl with somebody in here, it would be like
it would not take long for it to end.
Yeah, because it's such a small room.
Yeah, so I don't bring strangers in here, just friends, because you and I haven't brawled in years.
It also feels like if someone like needed to like if you like needed someone to like cool out, like just chill out.
Oh yeah.
You could put them in this room. It's all padded.
Yeah.
They could like bump up against the walls.
Yeah.
And
just
like,
let them. If someone's having a bad day,
put them in a straitjacket and throw them in the podcast booth.
How much did you love the NSYNC video "Drive Me Crazy" where they were all in straitjackets? Do you remember that one?
No.
They were in padded rooms with straitjackets. Yeah. Well, I was a big TRL person.
Rest
I'd have put
peace.
You in the TRL person category.
It's because my parents didn't let us watch cable.
Oh, yeah.
MTV.
See, we didn't
have
MTV at my parents' house, but at college, I went crazy and had MTV.
You binged on it.
I did. I binged on it because I thought, this is everything I've never known.
Would you have cable when you have children? If and when you have children, will
Gosh.
You have cable in your house?
I don't know. I mean, you're shaking your head like, absolutely
I don't
not.
Think so. I only have cable now because my roommates, like I would probably not have cable or Wi-Fi.
You wouldn't even have Wi-Fi in your house?
No.
Words. Tell me more.
We'll just go somewhere for Wi-Fi. Like, let the house be like a sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
That's my thought. Let the house just be like a peaceful place. If there's no internet, then there's no, like, you can't like work there.
Yeah.
Or at least you can't do like online work.
Right.
And it would be annoying. But I also feel like there's enough options, especially like if you work out of a place like this or whatever, like, you know, you just have to plan a little bit better. And I think that I personally feel like the benefit would far outweigh like the benefit of like being connected.
You know what's interesting about, yeah, no, those are actually excellent thoughts. I think it's very similar. What you are wanting and feeling is very similar to why we need Sabbath in our lives. Because it is not convenient. Tomorrow is my Sabbath, my day that I take.
Wednesdays.
Where's
Wednesday?
Yeah, where's Wednesday?
Whoa!
I'm always like, I gotta be disconnected so I can just listen to his music that he puts on his podcast or playlist. Yeah, I do Wednesdays because Saturdays here, if I'm in town, most of the time I'm speaking, so I can't take a Saturday or Sunday as my Sabbath.
Right.
And if I'm in town, none of our friends, like I'd have missed I was hanging out last weekend, right? Like, so I don't do a weekend day. I'd rather work on Sunday when I'm in town and write on Sunday and take Wednesdays as my Sabbath. But all that to say, I have to plan Monday and Tuesday for Wednesday, right? Just like you'd have to plan to not have Wi-Fi. Like,
right.
I have things that are due on Thursday that I have to finish today.
Take some forethought.
Yeah, you have to. And that's how in Israel, that's how everybody is about Sabbath. Like, they really... The market on Friday afternoons is insane because they've got to get everything for Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah.
Because they don't shop anymore.
Yep.
Right? And so I think you are tapping into what is actually meant to be how we live.
Let me clarify by saying I don't currently do that.
Before everyone starts bowing to St. Wirtz.
And you something that you need to know about my personality is I'm a big like Enneagram.
Yeah, what are you?
Guy, I'm a seven.
With what wing?
Six wing.
Me too. I just found out
serious?
Last night.
You're
I'm a seven,
seven
with a six wing. Yep.
So is Lauren Ledbetter. So what you may resonate with about that and what I've learned about my personality type is that we're often like big idea people with like not as much follow through.
Whoops.
So we like to talk about ideas and a lot of times people come to us for like thoughts and advice, but like we're not often the people that take our own advice.
Right. But that's also why I love consulting because I'm like, yeah, let me give you 19 ideas and then I don't have to execute any of them.
I know. I want to be that guy.
I love that.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. When can I just get paid to like give people ideas?
To be determined. In the future.
Yeah.
It's
In
coming.
The future. Yeah.
It's coming. A seven wing six, there aren't a lot of us.
There are not?
No. We're
really?
Not a very seven wing eight is more popular.
That's what Cadence is.
That's what Barnes is.
Barnes is too.
Yeah.
So seven wing six is an entertainer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think Steve Martin's a seven wing six.
Come on with it. Yeah. The thing I read last night said that a surprising number of comedians are seven wing six.
Really?
Whoa! Not surprising in this booth.
Pull my finger.
Nobody shocked in here.
Okay. This place just got really, well, I was going to say, if someone actually did pass gas in this room, we would need to get out.
Yeah. There's no. That's not going to dissipate in a way that doesn't
hurt everyone. There's nowhere for it to escape.
I've done.
Which would be a really fun like joke to play on somebody. Oh, hey, come in here.
And they shut the door.
Shut the door.
Lock it.
Lock it. You'd pass gas.
Yeah.
And leave and lock them in there.
For 8 to 11 minutes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then let them out.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
by then it's sunk to the
floor. It's some kind of like, it's some kind of cleanse, you know, process, I think.
Sure. Yeah, or like hazing.
Oh, yeah.
One of
or
the two.
Hazing. Yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah.
Wirtz, can I tell you, I think I may have told you a story in our life. I've lived here for 8 years. I met you not long after I moved here with your sunglasses on.
Uh-huh.
I met you not long after I moved here. But before I moved here, I already knew your music and loved it.
Yes.
And I think I've told you this, that my to date, my very favorite song is Capital City.
You have told me that.
I have told you that. It is like, it still is such, how many songs do you think you've written?
That
do you have any idea?
That have been recorded?
No, that you've written.
Maybe 200.
That is unbelievable.
It is a lot. I mean, but there's also like the guys that, I mean, I think everything sounds awesome until you move to this town and you realize like people are writing two songs a day, like 365 days a year. And you're like, what? And I don't like writing that much. Or maybe I like it, but I just get distracted and I'm like hanging with people and drinking coffee. What sounds like fun to me is just like a day where there's nothing going on and I like go to coffee and I run into friends and we like ends up running into like lunch and we go timeless time. I love timeless days where you don't have to be anywhere and you just like it just flows from one thing to the next. That's my idea of like a good time.
Yeah.
So I have written a lot of songs. I also think that because I'm not like so dedicated to the craft that like I'm doing it like I'm not going to write a song today, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my songwriting friends are writing songs.
So how
right
do you
now.
Do that? How do you live in a town full of people who do your job but stay in your lane and define success for you?
I don't know. Honestly, I just like try to forget that there's other people doing this. I mean, which is like kind of denial a little bit. You're like, I don't know, but I'm doing this. And it's tough. I think at the end of the day, success for me is to be making stuff, whether it's music or art or even like
curating,
marketing campaign or whatever. Yeah. That I just feel that I like have a blast doing,
mm-hmm.
and then I like just feel like it's like, yeah, it's just like exercising my creativity.
Do
and
you
it's
like
really
to cook
fun.
Or bake?
I mean, I don't like it enough to do it like unsolicited.
Yeah.
You know, like I do at times, but I don't. It's weird. I would do it. I would really enjoy it with someone, probably.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you draw very much anymore? Your drawings are unbelievable. The world does
Thank
not
you.
Know how incredibly good you are at drawing.
I'm thinking about getting back into it and like and maybe seeing if I can't like enact that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also thought about like just starting to like do art that I want to start like selling art, you know? Like
that's what Chris Rice is doing.
I know, and
I
honestly
love watching
it came from like talking to him because I was like I think it would also really like motivate me to do it more, knowing that like there's an outlet, there's a reason for it, and to just like be able to like have it be used and appreciated and enjoyed by people, I think would kind of complete the feedback loop, you know?
Yeah.
That I've heard people talk about is like so important for creatives to have like to tighten that feedback loop. If you've you know, for a writer as yourself, like a book might take 2 years to write, but like it's so important to have like little bits that you're like putting out like to, you know, in between there mm-hmm. so that you're getting some kind of like
feedback
on like on your work. And it's like, you know, I guess like ideally I would like to say like, I don't need your encouragement, like your feedback to do it. Like I'm like self, you know, like God tells me who I am. And
but
while,
you're a seven.
Well, that's true. it also like, I need encouragement. And I also need to know like, is this connecting? Like, do you guys like this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard of different like authors using, you know, whether it's a blog or tweets to kind of like feel out like is this something that piques people's interest?
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's what, when I wrote Let's All Be Brave, I did a whole month, 31 days of courage before I started writing Let's All Be Brave to see if that content connected with my audience. Yeah, and it did. So I was like, okay, we're pulling a couple of those. That's the book we're going to go for. Yeah, that's exactly what I did because I'm a 7 and I need people to say they love me.
Yeah.
So for me to keep going. In life. For me to keep going in life.
Yeah, it's really tough to get out of that.
Please tell me.
Great about 7s? About us?
that we love sentences to start like that?
Yeah. Well, we get out of bed every morning. We get out of bed and we're like pumped about like the day.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I heard that like we often like, let's say we're like bummed the night before, uh-huh. whether it's like with someone or just like whatever. A lot of times like we can wake up and be fine.
That's right. Our friend Sarah Beth and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about how we have to learn to that just because we can do that doesn't mean other people need to be able to do
right,
that.
Right, right.
They were like, you're
get
so
over
sad.
It,
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was yesterday you got dumped. You're still sad today. Why? You know? And so, and Sarah, we were talking about how we need to be more compassionate because our personality type is just different. And so, and we avoid sadness.
And yeah, pain and sadness. And so not only in our own lives, but also like in other people's lives.
Yes.
And I've like, man, I've been really sad over that because there's been some people that I've like distanced myself from in their pain. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, gosh, I hate that because like, I think part of it's just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But the great thing is I don't have to do anything, you know? And there's been a couple of times lately where I've picked up the phone to call my friend who like just got diagnosed with like cancer. And even though I was like, gosh, this is so scary and I don't know what to say. And, you know, but I was like, no, like just call him and just tell him and treat him like a person,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And I'm so glad that I did, mm-hmm. you know?
Even though it causes you pain as well.
Well, and
it
honestly didn't. Like, mm-hmm. it was just the, you know, we make so much stuff up in our brains. Mm-hmm. It's just not this, like, there's some Mark Twain quote about the, you know, how our, basically the fears that, the many fears I have, like, known in my life only a few of them have been real or something like that, you know?
Right.
You can look that up and put
it
on
your... Do you love Mark Twain because he's Missouri?
He's Missourian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's the right answer.
Yes.
You should.
I love Mark Twain because he's from Missouri.
Yeah,
I'm from
too.
Missouri. That's the reason why.
Yeah.
People at home are like, and you just like Missourians?
Yeah. You think they're neat? You're glad they're
like
in the SEC?
Perfectly boring.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm from Missouri, so I can say that.
Yeah, that's right.
We're typically a pretty, like... even keeled bunch,
yeah.
and kind of like, you know, baseline, a little, you know, boring sometimes.
The only Missourians I know are all Wurtzes.
Come
y'all
on.
Are not boring. Yeah, serious. Y'all are the
all
only
my,
ones
all
I know.
My sisters.
Yeah, and your parents.
And my folks.
Y'all are the only ones I know.
Cool.
And yeah. I'm into it. If the rest of it is like a Wurtz,
hey,
I'll take it, Missouri.
They're good. I say that like when I go home to Kansas City, I feel at peace because there's like such a lack of pretense there.
Yeah.
People just aren't posturing and trying to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
And I guess part of it too is like coming to Nashville and feeling like I got out or mm-hmm. like I went on to bigger and better things. So there's part of me that's like kind of when I go home, I'm like, yeah, I live in Nashville, you know,
yeah.
I feel a little pride in that, you know, but at the same time, I just don't feel like I have to be anybody other than myself when I go home.
Yeah.
You know?
That's nice.
It's really good.
That's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's talk about your new record that came out last week.
Oh, man.
For starters.
I would love that.
It's fantastic.
Thank you,
We've been
Annie.
Listening to it in the office. I wouldn't lie to you. We've been listening to it in the office, and almost every song. So Adam Stunkel, our friend Adam Stunkel, we decided yesterday when we were listening that we had to disagree on a song. And we kept not being able to disagree on
a What do you song. Mean, disagree
like,
on a song?
Like, one of us had to like it and the other one had to not like it. Like, with my assistant April, the three of us were like, we have to not like every song. And then we kept being like, nope, I like it. Shoot, we can't
Come
disagree.
On.
Is that true? Yes,
wait,
April's
wait, wait.
Nodding.
Where's your office? Who offices out of your, I don't know about.
We share an office in Germantown.
Ah.
It's awesome.
Who
it's
all's
so nice.
Out of there?
Just me and Adam.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. We just share like a room a smidge bigger than the
so
one we're in currently.
So Stunkel likes it too?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Really, we were watching soccer and listening to your record all day yesterday. It was
oh, that's
it's
so
really
fun.
Good. It's different.
Yeah.
Right?
Different for me. Like
different for your audience. Uh-huh. Yeah. It kind of doesn't feel, I hope this comes across right, it doesn't feel as sweet. Doesn't feel as sugar.
Yeah.
As your old stuff has this real sweet feeling, and it's, this feels like the edges are a little sharper.
Yeah.
Is that true? Am I saying
probably
that right or wrong?
Yeah,
not in a bad way. It's an interesting way.
I think that the writing process was way different. I'm also like, you know, I'm a little older. I think that I think in the past you like, you know, sometimes if you write a song, if you write in a certain way that like, that works, I think the trap and out of fear, I can like try to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether that's like the voice that you're writing from or, you know, the style, like even like the musical style.
Yeah.
And I just did not want to like, I didn't want to like give in to like fear on this record. Part of the deal
was. It feels like that, Matt.
Good.
That's totally how it feels.
Good. I looked back on it. I was like, you know, 23 Places was an album that like, was the first album I made after moving to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I really have like idealized that time of my life, you know, like, and it was special because everything was so fresh. I mean, you probably remember moving to Nashville. It's like you just, and whether it's Nashville or anywhere, but like I had just graduated from college and I moved here and I was starting this life, this new life, you know, and I was meeting new people and like was being inspired and challenged by guys like Dave Barnes and Ed Cash, and we were just like, it just felt like so rich, and it was like there was a lot of new fresh things that were both exciting and scary, you know. And so I wanted to like try to put myself in a situation that like I might feel those things again.
And so 23 Places was 10 years ago.
It was
11 years ago.
2000. It came out in 2003, and it's 2016 now. So
what'd you do with Gunshy to put you in that spot?
So I basically moved to LA for 3 months last year.
Yeah,
and I worked with all new people. Like I collaborated and wrote and recorded with people that I hadn't known before, and I started kind of from scratch of just like I got to LA and I did some, you know, front end, you know, making some connections and trying to get set up with, you know, with meetings and different things for when I got there, and just had anybody that I knew from here that had written out there to make some connections for me. And it was just kind of like these cold, it was like a bunch of like blind dates, honestly, where you're going in and you're meeting somebody for the first time and like
they could be potential writing partners or producers or whatever.
And out there the producer and the writers also produce and vice versa.
Oh, okay.
So like let's say you and I were getting together and like you would be on the computer like kind of creating this song, sound like from a musical standpoint. And what would happen is like maybe before we started that, we would listen to music that we were like both digging on, we would like, you know, play some music that we were like, oh, this is awesome.
I love this part. I
love this part. Yeah. Oh, like, check out this chorus. Check out this like these sounds. Like this is awesome. And then usually the person who like is competent on, you know, on the computer and like with that with the production side of things just starts like building something, and I'm kind of like either staying out of the way or like throwing out ideas as he's going. So it's like this thing. And then I'm also hearing melodies in my brain to what he's doing and singing. And then like maybe I've written down like song title ideas like on my phone over the last like few days. And like, oh, this actually sounds like it could be like this song, you know? And so that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, a lot of times you have like a song that's like 95% there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of these songs have been done for a year.
That's
crazy. It's crazy. It just took some time to like take those songs so that the rest of the 5% and then also decide which ones make the record.
Yeah.
And then also just to like get all the artwork and stuff done so that and a plan together so that when we put these songs out, people hear them.
Artwork is insane.
Thank you.
Isn't that great? Are you so happy with
it? I'm so happy.
It looks so
cool. I'm so happy. That was a total, my friend Steven is a photographer. And Steven Taylor, he's a really gifted photographer that I've known. He and his wife actually met on my MySpace page back
wait,
in the day.
Wait. They met on your MySpace
Yes. He
page.
Like, you know how like on MySpace, you, like mm-hmm. there was, so for those of y'all that don't know, there was once this thing called MySpace.
That Justin Timberlake tried to bring back last year and did not succeed.
Yes, he did not bring sexy back.
No. Nope.
But so Steven had like seen, like you can comment on a,
sure,
you know, just like, it's basically like, it was Facebook before Facebook was for everybody.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
But there was a big music component to MySpace where you could like have a song.
Could you as have, like, your song.
As your song.
Yeah, so, that like, when you, they opened your page, it played a song.
It played a song.
Yeah.
Right. And so a lot of music got shared that way.
Yeah.
And you also like, yeah, so anyway, so Steven and his wife met on my MySpace page. And
works. That's incredible.
Isn't that awesome? And he kind of went on to be like this kind of big
is
deal
he
photographer. He lives in LA.
Okay.
And I played on the music, and he's been a fan for a long time, obviously, because he was around during MySpace.
Yeah.
And had a real vision for, I didn't really know what the art was going to look like. I knew what the album was called, you know, everything else about the music and stuff, but I didn't know what the artwork was going to be. And I found that when I make records, there's usually like one kind of anchor thing that is like
yeah.
for sure, and then there's a bunch of things that I don't know. And usually one of those anchor things guides is enough to be the guiding
sure.
light for the project. But I was just like, Steven was like, I got this idea. And so he called his buddy Garrett, who did all the design work.
The illustration around it.
The illustration around it.
So sick.
And he and Steven and Garrett just kind of like conceptualized this thing. And, you know, I'm really
Why'd you call the album Gun Shy?
Well, because...
Have you answered that 1,000 times? I just haven't ever heard you answer it.
No, and I honestly, I haven't. And so this might be a bit of a... it may not be a super concise answer.
I've got nowhere to be.
Okay,
people
great.
Are on treadmills. They are thrilled that you still have more
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, okay, great. So we're all working through this together.
That's right.
So the truth of the matter is, I was talking to my buddy Alex when I was in L.A., and we were talking on the phone. He lives there, and we were... I can't even remember. And I had said something, and he thought that I said gunshy. It's mm-hmm. it's funny. Like, he misunderstood, and he said gunshy, and I'm like, gunshy. And it just, something about that term, it was just like, man, that's like, I'm writing that down. That's
yeah.
really cool. And but it also is like, it's me. Mm. I mean, I've been very like, it seems like when it comes to relationships, I'm like super... hesitant to like to get involved, you know, with like women.
Yeah.
And I like I think I just like kind of living in a place where like, you know, seven's like keep our options open,
yeah.
you know, and like, and so there's just been a reluctance to like, you know, jumping in. And so Gunshy,
that makes tons
that's
of sense.
That's it, you know? And I think a lot of the songs are like relationship songs, and some of them are, you know, end up, there are a couple songs just, well, one in particular about like being fixated on like a person that you've kind of like objectified, and you've turned into this like, you've turned them into something that not even a human. They're
right.
like, they're just this like unobtainable thing that you're trying to like, to get, you know, mm-hmm. because you like need the validation. And I think I've realized that I've had a pattern of doing that, you know, where I'm just like drawn to like people that are like in no place to actually be in a real relationship, you know? So I really had to like look at what I was doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm still like, you know, working through it. I objectify everything. I mean, like, I love stuff, and I'm you know, I'm really, it's part of my journey, you know, that I'll be on.
But I feel like one of the beautiful things about this record is, while it's called Gunshy, it feels like you push through a lot of the fear.
Absolutely. I mean, that is honestly the kind of the story I think that is an important to this record, is that it really is, it's a testament both from creatively deciding to change locations and
yeah.
try something
so
like
brave.
Really, really new. But then also, I think like a lot of the subject matter, does talk about like breaking through and like and stepping into the unknown, you know, and opening yourself up to like the mystery of you know, vulnerability and intimacy and love. So
are you, this is probably a terrible question, do you have a favorite song?
Man, it changes so like all the time. I feel like it's one of those things where like every time the song comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, this song. it's really fun. I love I literally could name off like
all
six
of them.
Songs.
That happens when people ask me my favorite chapter. I'm like, well, what you don't know is I know where I was sitting. I know what was going on. I know that I know where that was born.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the same experience as the reader on a chapter because I'm not just experiencing the words. I know where it was born.
Yes.
So it's hard to pick a favorite one.
It is. I love Unexpected Love. I guess was the third single that came out.
Yeah. The first one was Slow Motion.
Slow Motion, which is great too. I love that song.
That's an award winner. I love Slow Motion.
It's definitely kind of like that one has, that one seems to have like really taken.
So Slow Motion, and then what was the second one?
Smoke.
Smoke. Oh, yeah. Right.
Smoke, and then Unexpected Love, and then Lemonade.
I mean, let's talk about Lemonade for just a second.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, from the whole Beyonce thing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, it's like, what do you do?
Right. I mean, I think it's probably going to work to your benefit.
I honestly don't think that most of my fans, like, don't really, I don't think they really care.
Yeah.
I've gone back and forth.
I'm thinking more about the Google situation. If someone Googles Lemonade, there's like a, someone's looking for Beyonce and they could run into you. We could gain
maybe.
Fans off of this.
Yeah, maybe on like the 20th page. after like scrolling through 20 pages of Beyonce, it's like, oh, who's this guy? Matt Wirtz, huh? Cool.
Yeah, cool song.
Yeah.
Because you wrote it like over a year ago, right? I mean, that happens.
It's okay.
It can't be wrong. I'm not trying to be all Jesus-y about this, but that stuff isn't accidental, I think.
Yeah.
I think you offer a very, I am not anti-Beyonce. I'm pro-Beyonce. I love her.
Pro-Beyonce.
All the things.
I'm pro-B.
All the things I'm supposed to say about Beyonce, but
all the things.
You offer a totally different viewpoint of life with your Lemonade than with her Lemonade.
And I don't even know anything about, like, she. I know that there's not a song called Lemonade.
Right,
it's her record,
yeah.
Which is great. I do know that it's probably like one of the songs that will be one of the more popular songs on my album.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
You know, but I know that I like it, and
it's a great song.
And I know I have a.
It
I have
feels
a good
like
feeling
middle. I, when we were listening to it, I was like, I love when songs make me think of other songs.
Yes.
Not because it's a. Not because you've mimicked that song, but because whatever you have put in has brought emotion to me.
Right.
Right? And Lemonade brought all the like middle school dance emotions
yes.
to me. I'm like, oh, we're just like, I'm wearing that skirt and jean jacket combo.
Come on.
And
that skirt.
I mean, just had all these like old feelings. It's really good. I appreciated that. I like the old feelings that songs bring about.
Me too. Me too. And that one, it's fun because they're, even as I listen, I'm like, man, that is like reminiscent of something.
Yeah,
And I don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even tell you, like, we were going for this vibe. It was
right.
like, no, it just
And it feels
is.
Very L.A. The whole album just feels, I mean, I love that it came out last week on May 20th because it feels like you should listen to it with the windows down, driving around town, but not in a country, not out in the country, just like driving.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm
really hoping that it becomes like a summer.
Oh
album
yeah, like
for
lay
people.
By the pool and put that on repeat. I mean, that's the album I want when I'm laying by the pool.
Yes.
In July when
so
I get to
good.
Go on vacation, people are like, "When are you taking a day off?" I'm like, "July 27th. I can see it coming."
You've like scheduled it. You've scheduled it out.
Wirtz, I've already scheduled August of 2017 as a month off. Yes, I went
are
ahead
you
and
serious?
Emailed everyone, and I was like, "Dear everybody." August of 2017, I think I want to go to Spain. I think I want the whole month off. I just need to tell, because like you with shows, we book stuff out.
Right.
And I was like, we should probably just go ahead and lay down like August 2017's off limits.
I'm so, taking it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I
July,
wish that
I'm
I was that
travel.
Busy. You must be like a different plane right now. Because
no.
I, I could literally take off like November if I want. Hey, November? Let's do
it. That's because, listen, women's conferences and teen conferences, they are about booking.
I got to get in on the women's conferences.
Serious.
They would
love
me.
We have one
women,
coming up in July.
Women
I have
would
one
love
here
me.
Coming up in July. We should get some.
It's like your thing?
Yeah. Looking
up,
for lovely
girl?
Weekend.
Nice.
July 22nd, 23rd. It's going to be really fun.
It.
I know. We should talk about
I like to look for lovely.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We're going to Radnor. We're like walking at Radnor. Literally, we're taking all the best parts of the Looking for Lovely book and bringing them to life. So we're going to the Ryman. We're going to Radnor.
Oh, that's cool.
Meredith Andrews is singing. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great. Anyway.
Is the Ryman? Are you going to see Dave?
Yeah, that's the show.
Oh, that's
so the
great.
VIP tickets, there's 40 VIP tickets that are sold out that are all, they get the whole weekend and then they get a VIP meet and greet with Dave and tickets to the show.
That is great.
And that a trip.
Yes.
So people were like, are you doing this again next year? And I was like, it was kind of the perfect storm that one of my dearest friends is debuting at the Ryman the same weekend. So if this happens next summer, in summer of 17, sure, if there's a Ryman show.
Yeah, yeah, so. you can't really like throw a Ryman show,
right?
Can you?
No, we can hope for the best.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we'll get you. We'll
That's
get
great.
Some. You'll get you involved somehow.
I mean,
it'll
just
be fun.
Like I'll just be on the trail at Radnor.
Oh my gosh!
And people be
right?
like, oh hey. Oh, hey, it's Matt Wirtz.
That's Matt Wirtz. He's singing Lemonade.
Whoa, by himself, a cappella. That's weird, but cool.
Why are those kids crying?
Why is he following us? Can we go now? can we
ever,
report him?
Yeah. Is this criminal? It feels
yeah, it
criminal.
It feels creepy. Yeah.
Oh,
he needs
Lord.
To put his shirt on. He really like, I'm sorry.
exactly.
Man.
I feel exactly true.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing we've got to cover, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I'm loving it. Do
Snapchat.
You love it? You're great.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, this week you did a variety of I like your variety. Mm. Matt_Wirtz. We'll put all this in the show notes, but
Matt_Wirtz.
I learned that at the marathon. Not
yeah.
Matt Wirtz.
You
Matt
know,
Wirtz.
It's somebody had taken Matt Wirtz. I was a little slower
so
to the Snapchat thing than I was on some other deals.
Yeah, but do you feel like it's doing It's coming around? Like, do you feel like it's... How
oh,
it's, is it for you?
It's so fun. I like Snapchat because it feels a little less, like, rehearsed,
yeah.
you know?
Do you like it better in Periscope?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Me too.
I mean,
not feeling Periscope very often.
I like the 10... As annoying as it can be, like, to do... have to stop every 10
mm-hmm,
seconds.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something, like, nice about the, like, constraints that mm-hmm. that presents, you know?
Yeah.
I like trying to figure out ways around, you know, like, how can we do this in a interesting way? And, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I just find myself using Snapchat way more than any other social
yeah.
media platform right now, and I think that's kind of like across the, like, that's what's happening across
I
the
love
board.
That people can respond. That I love the immediate responses from people.
Yeah. So
like,
you
I think
keep,
it's really fun.
People can snap you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I at first had turned mine off
yeah.
so that it was just a one way conversation.
Right.
And then I opened it up because I did a thing where I was like, hey, you know, if you want to, it was before the first song came out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you want a little sneak peek, like,
I
snap
that
me.
That was genius when you did that.
It was great. And people would just be like, some people would like just type one out, and then some, and I would just like literally be cheesing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would be
with it playing in the background. Oh,
playing in the background, lip syncing. And I was just like, I'm going to knock some of these out. And it was set up, it was like, I wasn't doing it for everybody. It was
yeah.
like, I'll just, you know, kind of randomly pick people. But it was so cool to just like, it was cool to see that people want, like, people wanted to hear,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
then it was, it's fun to see what you can do with that platform. So,
yeah, I think so too. You're breaking some good rules, like putting, yeah, like not in a bad way. You're like figuring out how to do some things, like putting your album cover on there and stuff that I have not figured out. That's
I can show
genius.
You how to do some stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, there's and my friend Will Anderson.
Oh, of course.
Do
Parachute.
You follow him on Parachute?
No, is he great?
Or on Snapchat? Oh, he went. He's like the best.
Is
Snapchatter.
He?
Well, I mean, I don't follow any of like the Snapchat guys,
right,
you know.
Right.
But he's shown me, like, I like just watching what he does.
Okay, I should follow him. Do you remember his name? Is it?
It's
just
Parachute.
Oh, he's Parachute.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think it's just Parachute.
Yeah. Did you see that Ingrid Michaelson released a video earlier this month, and the entire video is Snapchat?
What?
Yes, her music video for her new song is all she did all the filters on Snapchat. and it's just her singing with all the different filters.
Oh my gosh, that's
genius. It's a trip. I know.
What is her?
It's the real Ingrid, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Ingrid Michaelson.
I love
Ingrid. She does not miss, I feel like. She's just so consistent. And I love, and she's like unapologetically like pop, you know?
Yeah.
Like her melodies are so, like, they're just so good.
Yeah, I love her. I've seen her almost every time she's come to Nashville since I moved here. And she's in Looking for Lovely because at the Ryman, she like got choked up when she was playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I was like, this is why we come to the Ryman.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
That's great.
Oh, I loved it. All right, Wirtz, tell people where they can get Gunshy.
Gunshy is, I mean, honestly, go to mattwirtz.com.
Okay. Because there's cool shirts, too.
Yeah.
I want a shirt.
Everything is cool.
Jet
everything
tanks.
Is awesome.
T-shirts?
I don't, but thanks for asking. Oh, hey. Hey, if you want a tank, I'll cut the sleeves off for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
special request.
Yeah. I'll tankify
thank
your T-shirt.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's
I'm
so
sorry
dumb.
People didn't see your little hands like you were.
Baby hands.
Yeah, baby hands.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, but there's a bunch of cool stuff there. And I mean, the reality is it's on iTunes.
Okay.
It will be on Spotify tomorrow on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. So we kind of waited a week to do
for sure.
Spotify. It costs a lot of money to make an album like this, and we're just like trying to recoup as much of it as possible.
And you got to figure out how do you make your actual fans happy, and and then how do you gain new fans? And that's two different strategies. So I totally support that. I think that's great.
Yeah. So if you want it right now, iTunes. If you
iTunes
want like
or
if you want like a
Works.
Vinyl, you know, we did some records and,
oh, I love
and
it.
Some cool CDs. So if you're into that stuff, it's all, you know.
Okay, and tell everybody how they find you on social media.
Social media, it's at Matt Wirtz, and my last name's weird, so we haven't really talked about how weird my last name is, but it's like Hertz Rent-A-Car with a W instead of an H. That's how I remember it.
That's how
I remember it. Yeah. That's how I remember it. So MATTWERTZ is where I am at for
everywhere.
All things except for Snapchat, and it's Matt_Wirtz.
Yeah.
So yeah, come follow me. I don't know
Wirtz
where
Wednesdays
we're going.
And Wirtz Wednesdays are awesome.
Wirtz Wednesday. Yeah, I've got a playlist on Spotify called Wirtz Wednesday, and I add 3 songs to it every Wednesday. It's fun for I love discovering new music. I love turning people on to new music, and
it's just
a way to share things that I love, mm-hmm. music that I love. So
yeah.
Follow that if you're looking for fun.
Oh, if that sounds fun. That
if
podcast sounds fun.
If that sounds fun,
Looking
you
for
should
Lovely.
Do it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking for lovely music.
Yeah. And that sounds fun to go to Spotify.
It does.
I see. I see what you did there.
I tried.
Buddy, thanks for being on the podcast.
Annie, it was awesome.
I'm proud to be your friend.
So good to
be. You did
so
good work here.
You did too.
Oh, friends, didn't you enjoy it? I mean, turkeys. Can we all just come around the idea that turkeys deserve some support from us? I feel like they do. And so does Matt Wirtz, right? If you have not listened to Gunshy yet, I highly recommend go out and get it today, get it online, or as he said, go to his website, mattwirtz.com, and grab the vinyl, grab a t-shirt. I mean, I think you're really, really going to enjoy this album. And as he said, tomorrow, Friday, the album will be available on Spotify. But if you're me, go ahead and grab it so you can go ahead and roll your windows down today on the way home from work. It's Thursday, y'all. Roll those windows down, put the album on, and drive an extra 20 minutes today on your commute home because you're not going to want to quit his album. And like I said, he's hilarious on Snapchat and all the other socials, but make sure you follow him. We'll put the links down in the notes to all of his stuff. So we're so grateful that Matt popped in and told us what sounded fun to him and that we got to talk to him on such a big, exciting week. It's really, really fun. And as always, thanks for joining us. I totally love that we get to do this together, that this podcast is part of your life and part of my life. So, hey, if you want to keep in touch with me, it's super easy. I'm AnnieFDowns.com, F as in fancy. And that's also my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat are all AnnieFDowns. So I would love for you to join me there. Tell me who else you want to hear on the podcast. Tell me what you think. If you have been listening for a while, it would mean the world to me if you would go back. And if you don't mind, go ahead and leave a review. at the iTunes page for the podcast, the more people that review it, the more strangers feel welcome here, which is kind of my goal. I love throwing a party and inviting a lot of people. So today we threw a party with Matt Wirtz, and I want to make sure everybody gets to hear it that would love to come to this party. So if you wouldn't mind leaving the review, making sure strangers know they are welcome here, that this is a fun place to be. So look forward to seeing you guys again in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much. I hope you go out today and do something that sounds fun to you.